Judges chapter 17.
And there was a man of Mount Ephraim, whose name was Micah. And he said unto his mother, The 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from thee, about which thou cursedst, and spakest of also in mine ears, behold, the silver is with me, I took it. And his mother said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my son.
Now here is the man, he's a thief. He steals the money from his own mother. And when the mother said it a little louder, whoever took the money, he will be cursed. So he heard it. When he heard that somebody is cursing me, he didn't want the curse. So he comes and says, Mom, I took the money. I'll give it back to you. So right away she said, My son, God will bless you. Now, she said, The Lord will bless you. She said, The real Lord. But in her heart, there was another idol. So what she's saying, You know what, son? I'm going to give this money to make an idol. So what she does, she gives 200 silvers of coin to the silversmith and tells him to make an idol for them. And so you can see this lady, she had money. $1,100 was stolen, so she might have more money. We just learned last week, if you remember, to arrest the Samson, people came and said to Delilah, we will give 1,100 pieces of silver each. So you can imagine 1,100 of silver each can be five kings or the 70 elders. That's a lot of money. But this lady, you will see this house is rich, this lady is rich. They have room for guests and everything. So now this man takes the money, or maybe mother, and gives to him, and he goes to the silversmith and makes the idol. Let's read that verse 3.
And when he had restored the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, I had wholly dedicated the silver unto the Lord from my hand, for my son, to make a graven image and a molten image. Now therefore I will restore it unto thee.
Can you imagine? She said, I'm giving this money to the Lord. She's not giving to the Lord. She is giving to the idol. And that's what people do not know, what is the real God and what is the false God. She is giving the money to create a false God, and she is saying, I'm donating this money to the Lord. Actually, she was not donating to the Lord. She was giving to the idol. Verse 4.
Yet he restored the money unto his mother, and his mother took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to the founder, who made thereof a graven image and a molten image, and they were in the house of Micah. And the man Micah had a house of gods, and made an ephod and teraphim, and consecrated one of his sons, who became his priest.
And we remember that Gideon, he made an ephod, and that became an idol, and people start worshipping. Maybe this man came to know, hey, Les, I'm going to make one ephod, and I'm going to make graven image, and I'll keep it in my house. Ephod, you cannot make it. That was a God's order, and that was only for Aaron and his priesthood. But now this man takes the idol and put it in his house and ordain his son as a priest. And now he has a priest, his son, and idol in his house, so he is happy. He thinks, now God is living in my house and my son is my priest. Verse 6.
In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And there was a young man out of Bethlehem, Judah, of the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he sojourned there. And the man departed out of the city from Bethlehem, Judah, to sojourn where he could find a place, and he came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, as he journeyed.
Now here we see one man. His name is not given in this chapter. We will be learning his name later. But he is Levite. Now, he is not coming from the Aaron's family. Aaron's family only were able to be priests. But he's coming in the family of Moses, because Moses also is Levite. So now this man says, I'm Levite, and he's wandering, and he's coming to this place, and they will be asking him, where are you coming? He's coming from Bethlehem. So this man, as I told you, this is not in order. So when you read this man's story in the chapter 19, this same man had the concubine. And he's not an old man, he's a young man, and I don't know why he has concubine. Concubine can be servant, and they go with the servant, and then they made them their wife. Now, this man's wife, whoever was concubine, she went to her own father's house. Then he goes to bring her, and you will learn the story, what happened about him in the chapter 19. So what I'm trying to say, this same man had the concubine. Now here he comes, he has no wife, no children, no family. He is coming and he is asking Micah to help him. Okay, let's read verse 9.
And Micah said unto him, Whence comest thou? And he said unto him, I am a Levite of Bethlehem, Judah, and I go to sojourn where I may find a place. And Micah said unto him, Dwell with me, and be unto me a father and a priest, and I will give thee 10 shekels of silver by the year, and a suit of apparel, and thy victuals. So the Levite went in.
Now here in this story, this man is a Levite. He's not a real priest. And even though he was a real priest, they didn't have the salary. They didn't have salary, they didn't have the town. Only they, each and every city, there might be some Levites kept there, and they can help Israeli people, but this man has nothing. So now he comes and he says, you know what, you be my priest. And if you be my priest, I will give you 10 silver coin. Now can you imagine, Delilah got thousands of silver coin. Now he gets 10 silver coin means 12 months, but he is giving 10 for whole year. So from that you know, one silver coin can go for a whole month or more. So he got a 10 silver coin and he said, okay, we'll feed you and we'll give you clothes. So you be my priest and you be my father and my priest. So I thought this is a young man and he made him a father. So from that you know, the Roman Catholic people tell their priest father. He can be a young man, but they call him father. So father is a respected thing, and priest. Now he's a priest, and he's a father to those people. Let's read verse 11.
And the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was unto him as one of his sons. And Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and was in the house of Micah. Then said Micah, Now know I that the Lord will do me good, seeing I have a Levite to my priest.
Now when this man was hired, Micah thinks, now I have two priests. My son is a priest, and I got a real Levite priest, and I have idols, and God is going to bless me because the priest is in my house. The first commandment is in the word of God, do not make any images, no idols, do not worship them. And knowing the truth, you denying the truth, and you making the idols, and you worshiping the idols, and you saying, now God is going to bless me because the priest is in my house, doesn't work that way. Sometimes people do wrong and they don't know why they're doing it, and somebody tells them you are wrong, they still do not want to change because they think God approves this. He might be thinking, I made the idols and see what? God sent me a priest. I mean, I'm doing something right. But it was not right. And the chapter finishes there. And we are going to go and study the chapter 18. Judges chapter 18, starting from verse 1.
In those days there was no king in Israel. And in those days the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in. For unto that day all their inheritance had not fallen unto them among the tribes of Israel.
Now here is saying there was no king in Israel. Now these people are Dan. And if you remember, the Samson came from the same tribe. Now these people, they are thinking, they said, we don't have any king. Not only that, we don't have any heritage. What happened? When Samson was there, and there was a Philistine people were fighting with these people, 3,000 Israeli people came to arrest the Samson instead of fighting with the enemy. And not a single Dan person came to help Samson. Now these people are like a homeless. They're thinking, now we don't have a place. We are going to look for the land. So they are sending 5 spies. Go and see the land. They're wandering, looking for the land, and somehow they come to the Micah's house. See what happened.
And the children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their coasts, men of valor, from Zorah and from Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said unto them, Go search the land. Who, when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. When they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man the Levite, and they turned in thither, and said unto him, Who brought thee hither? And what makest thou in this place, and what hast thou here?
These people are coming to the Micah's house. And Micah said, Okay, come on and stay with us. Now these 5 people, and a priest is there, and Micah's family. So he has to have a big house. Otherwise he cannot allow them to stay in his house. Now they came here, and what happened? These people heard the voice of a Levite. Now these people know this man is coming from Bethlehem, and this person coming from Bethlehem, and they know this person, they saw or heard about him in Bethlehem. This person was famous, because what happened, he cut his wife's bodies and sent it to everywhere, and this person might be going with a state to state and giving his pieces of his wife's body. So they heard his voice. This is the same guy. What is he doing here? So they want to ask him, What are you doing here? Verse 4.
And he said unto them, Thus and thus dealeth Micah with me, and hath hired me, and I am his priest. And they said unto him, Ask counsel, we pray thee, of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous.
Now he said, Micah hired me, and I'm his priest. Now they said, they knew this man is a priest. He said, Could you tell us our journey will be success or not? Now he did not go to the idol. He did not go to Ephod, but he just said it from his heart. God bless you. We go in journey, you'll find your place, and you'll be all right. The man of God told us so, so we are going to be blessed. Now, he said it to the name of the real God. If he would have said it in the name of the idol, it will not happen. But he said it in the real name of God, just like when you pray in Jesus' name, God will do the miracle. So, see what happened. Verse 6.
And the priest said unto them, Go in peace, before the Lord is your way, wherein ye go. Then the 5 men departed and came to Laish, and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything, and they were far from the Zidonians, and had no business with any man.
Now they came to a place, and they saw the group of people living in peace. The land is very prosperous. They have no king. They have no judge, no police, no army, nothing. And they are living very nicely, and they are not fighting with anybody, because they have everything going good, because they have prosperous land. And when these people, the spy, went there and they found out there is no police, there is no judge, there is no army, there is nobody having any weapons of warfare. So this is a good target. We can defeat these people and take their land. So they come and tell the Dan's whole tribe. Verse 8.
And they came unto their brethren to Zorah and Eshtaol, and their brethren said unto them, What say ye? And they said, Arise, that we may go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are ye still? Be not slothful to go and to enter to possess the land. When ye go, ye shall come unto a people secure and to a large land, for God hath given it into your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth.
Now these people encourage the Dan people. They say the land is very good, prosperous land. It is nothing like this land on the whole earth. So they convince these people, because it's not a one or two people. You remember when Moses sent the 12 spies, 10 people gave the bad news and 2 people gave the good news, and the people did not like it. And they said, we are not going because there are giants there. But this time, these all people, 5 people saying the good thing. So these people came to know this land is good and don't waste your time, let's go. And this man, like a prophecy, said, God has already given this land in our hand, let's go. So they convinced these people, and now whole Dan's family coming. Now these Dan's 600 warriors with the sword and everything, they're going there to take the land. I was thinking, when Samson was there, what you were doing? You were sleeping? You have 600 warriors. Why you didn't go with the Samson and defeat all these Philistines? You would have land. But they thought the Samson is a bad guy. He's going after a prostitute. He's a bad guy, so we don't want to help him. And so now they lost the land, because as long as the Samson was there, 20 years they had a peace. Philistine did not do anything to Samson because they were scared of Samson. But the Samson is gone. Now these people are scared. That's why they are looking for the land. And now they have 600 warriors. And see what they do. Please read verse 11.
And there went from thence of the family of the Danites out of Zorah and out of Eshtaol 600 men appointed with weapons of war. And they went up and pitched in Kirjath-Jearim in Judah. Wherefore they called that place Mahane-Dan unto this day. Behold, it is behind Kirjath-Jearim. And they passed thence unto Mount Ephraim and came unto the house of Micah.
Now they passed, this is Judah's land. And they passed the Judah's land, and now they're coming to the Micah's house. Where everybody goes to the place, and they find the Micah's house. Now they're coming back to the Micah's house, and they are going to tell them, you know what? Micah has an idol, has a priest. So they decided, we come to the Micah's house, and we'll take their idols and take their priest, and we'll run away and go and fight there with the priest is with us. We'll have victory. Okay, see what happens. Verse 14.
Then answered the 5 men that went to spy out the country of Laish, and said unto their brethren, do ye know that there is in these houses an ephod, and a teraphim, and a graven image, and a molten image? Now therefore consider what ye have to do. And they turned thitherward and came to the house of the young man the Levite, even unto the house of Micah, and saluted him. And the 600 men appointed with their weapons of war, which were of the children of Dan, stood by the entering of the gates.
Now see, all these 600 men standing at the gate. That means this man has a big house, a big gate, and living in a good city. And now all these 5 people, they're going in because they already saw the Micah and they saw the priest. But the 600 people waiting at the gate. If something happens, then they will come and help. So they came, and so happened, Micah is not home. And I don't know his son or his mother, they were home or not. So now these 5 people goes there, and they are trying to steal Micah's guards. Not only that, they are going to steal his Levites and taking away. See how people are. Book of Judges, chapter 18, starting from verse 20.
And the priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod and the teraphim and the graven image and went in the midst of the people. So they turned and departed, and put the little ones and the cattle and the carriage before them. And when they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men that were in the houses near to Micah's house were gathered together and overtook the children of Dan. And they cried unto the children of Dan, and they turned their faces and said unto Micah, what aileth thee that thou comest with such a company? And he said, ye have taken away my gods which I made, and the priest, and ye are gone away, and what have I more? And what is this that ye say unto me, what aileth thee? And the children of Dan said unto him, let not thy voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows run upon thee, and thou lose thy life with the lives of thy household. And the children of Dan went their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back unto his house. And they took the things which Micah had made, and the priest which he had, and came unto Laish, unto a people that were at quiet and secure. And they smote them with the edge of the sword, and burnt the city with fire. And there was no deliverer, because it was far from Zidon, and they had no business with any man. And it was in the valley that lieth by Beth-Rahab, and they built a city and dwelt therein. And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan their father, who was born unto Israel. Howbeit the name of the city was Laish at the first. And the children of Dan set up the graven image, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. And they set them up Micah's graven image, which he made, all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh.
Spy came there, and they went to the Micah's house, took his idols, ephod, and they took even the priest, and they walked away. And here we see, when they walked away, Micah started going after them to find out that he can get his idols and ephod and the priest back. But when he comes there, those people were tricky. They send the children ahead of them, so if anybody comes, they cannot harm the children. So when the Micah comes and start asking, why did you take my idols and my priest? Now here we see, Micah didn't come alone. Micah got all his friends and relatives, and he thought there might be five people so we can overcome them. But here when he comes, these people are 600 warriors. So they start telling Micah, you better go back, otherwise we will kill you and your household. So Micah was so depressed, but you have to see here. What happened here? The Micah made the idols, and he had the priest, but the priest could not do anything, the idol could not do anything, and his all the idols and everything is stolen. Micah was thinking, oh, I got idols, I got the priest, and God is going to bless me now. But he was not having the blessing of real God, as so the idol could not bless him. Idol has no power. Idol, somebody stole it or took it away, and the idol could not talk, idol could not do anything.
And the children of Dan said unto him, let not thy voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows run upon thee, and thou lose thy life with the lives of thy household. And the children of Dan went their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back unto his house. And they took the things which Micah had made, and the priest which he had, and came unto Laish, unto a people that were at quiet and secure, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and burnt the city with fire. And there was no deliverer, because it was far from Zidon, and they had no business with any man. And it was in the valley that lieth by Beth-Rahab. And they built a city, and dwelt therein. Yeah.
And they went to the place called Lachish, and those people were very quiet. They didn't have any warriors, they didn't have any judges, they didn't have any police officer, they didn't have anybody to protect them. And so these people start thinking it's a easy way to defeat these people. They defeated these people, killed them by the sword, and burned the city with the fire, because they were alone, thinking that we have lots of food, we have lots of farming, and we don't need anybody's help, and they did not have any security. Today also sometimes people thinking, we have everything, we don't need to have any friendship with other nations, or we don't have to worry about anybody as long as we don't fight with anybody. If you are a born-again child of God, and if you have all the goods, and if you have Jesus with you, Jesus will protect you. But this is talking about the country. This is talking about the city. The city and the government, they have to protect their citizens. And so if somebody says, We are not going to fight anyone. So if you keep ourselves and don't interfere with others, then other people will be friendly. Even though we are not doing any war, but other people, they want to fight with us. So our country has to be strong. So from this we learn that you have to protect your citizen. These people could not protect their citizens. And these Dan people, they went and destroyed these people when they're sleeping, helpless, powerless, and they destroy these people. I don't think this was the will of God. But God did not destroy these people because God's blessing was with the children of Israel. And so these people didn't have their own land, so they were looking for land. They're supposed to have their land where they were, because Samson was there, and the Samson, they didn't help. If these people were 600 warriors with the Samson, if they would have worked with him, they would have defeated the Philistine people. And you know that 3,000 people came to tie the Samson. If those 3,000 people and more warriors would have joined with Dan, with the Samson, they would have destroyed the Philistine. But they do not do that. And now, when Samson is gone, these people are running for their life, and innocent people they killed, and they built their city, burning these people and their city. But now they changed the name because they are the children of Dan, so they wanted to continue their father's name, and they built the city, gave the name Dan, and they settled there. Now they are thinking, we got the place, we got our father's name, we're going to stay here happily, and nobody will bother us, because these people, nobody bothered them. So they thought, we are going to live very happily here. But what they did, it was not nice. Because we read in a book of Genesis, Genesis 49 verse 17.
Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward.
See, this is the prophecy was given by Jacob, who is Israel, when he was Egypt, while he was dying, and he said about Dan, Dan is like a serpent. And so exactly Dan did, like a serpent. Serpent comes very quietly and bites and kills people. So quietly they came and they destroyed these innocent people who were not fighting with them. Israel already said the nature of Dan before he died. Micah's priest, he's coming from Bethlehem. Now this priest was coming from the family of Moses. And now the Jonathan, we don't know the Jonathan is the name of this priest, or they found some other priest coming from the Moses family. It's not clear. But if this man's name is Jonathan, and now he's coming from the Gershon's family, it's Moses' family, and he became a priest. This priesthood is a wrong priesthood. Priesthood comes from Aaron. But this is not Aaron's priesthood. And this priest is really, really very greedy priest. He didn't have any job in Bethlehem. We will be learning more about him in the chapter 19. And even though he was stealing the Micah's idols and stealing ephod and everything and going with these people, and he did not even say, at least pay some money to this Micah because we are taking his stuff. But he didn't care because he was a greedy and he was not the real man of God. And so he comes thinking that I will be more happy, I will have more money, and I will have whole one tribe to minister. But their foundation was wrong. They were not founded by the will of God. This man is doing his work without the will of God, he is worshiping idols, he is going against the will of God, and he is trying to control all these dance people, telling them that everybody has to worship in that idol, and everybody start worshiping. And there was a place, Shiloh. In Shiloh, there was a tabernacle, and people used to go there to worship. And this Shiloh was not far from where the dance people settled. Now, these people settled there, and that other place, Shiloh, is only 25 miles or so, but they are not going to worship there. They start worshiping idols, and the whole tribe start worshiping. And the idol worship starts from the Israeli people. And then later on, the Judah's tribes also start doing worship, idol worship, and whole Israeli people start doing idol worship. And then here we see, they establish there and start worshiping idols. Many people start coming and doing idol worship, and they thought, now these priests and other priests start helping, and they thought generation of idol worship will do, and they didn't have the fear of God and thought God blessed us. Sometime people are lazy, they don't want to go to church because church might be a little bit further, so they go to closest church they can find. They don't care about what they're teaching, they don't care about the doctrine. And many people thinking, you know, if you go to church and just worship, we don't care. They are Jehovah's Witnesses, or they are any other denominations, as long as they're preaching from the Bible. But many people use the Bible, that their Bible study, but many people mislead people and do not interpret Bible according to the Word of God. The Word of God says, when even the prophecy, or if somebody preaches something, you have to find out if that person is telling the right thing. When the Paul was preaching and the people were listening to him, and they will go home and check the Bible if the Paul was preaching right. That's the way to do it. Even the prophecy somebody does, he says prophecy should be checked by other people and see if it is according to the Word of God. But these people did not care. The priesthood is wrong, the idols are wrong, the effort is wrong, and they start worshiping, thinking God has blessed them with a very blessed land, prosperous land, and they were happy and joyful, and they did not care to go into Shiloh to worship the Lord. So what we're learning from this? We have to worship the true God. Idol worship was prohibited in the Bible. They're doing idol worship, thinking God is blessing, and finally they were captured for other people, by other people, Assyrian and other people, and they were tortured and they were persecuted. Because of this idol worship they started in Israel, you remember Gideon, he's the first one to make that effort. And that effort he made, and people start doing idol worship. If the Gideon made the effort, I can make effort. Effort, you should not be making it yourself, because God gave special order to Aaron and Moses to make it a special way. But people do something which is not according to the will of God, and they think whatever we do, God should approve. And sometime God allow you to do something, and God did not punish you right away, but keep on doing wrong thing. The Word of God says sudden destruction will come. And that's the way happened to the Dan. It can happen to anyone. So let's pray that God should give us grace. Let us make our God our shepherd. and let's surrender our life to Him. And God will bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.